This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news out of stories first. Nepal confirmed 6th case of coronavirus infection, 1,184 tests carried out so far. Human Rights Commission draws government's attention to ensure safety and basic human rights to citizens during present crisis. Government's Coronavirus Prevention and Control Fund receives 1 billion rupees donation, and global death toll from coronavirus nears 53,000. India records 52 deaths from the virus infection. Now the news in detail. The number of coronavirus infection cases has reached 6 in Nepal. In a regular media briefing at the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday, a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Vikas Devkota, confirmed the 6th case of COVID-19 in Nepal. He said the infected person is a woman from Baglung district. According to a spokesperson, Devkota, she had arrived Nepal from Qatar via Qatar Airways QR-652 aircraft on 17th March. Dr. Devkota also informed that 1,184 tests have been carried out so far. However, only 6 tested positive. He also informed that the different hospitals are collecting the swabs. Dr. Devkota said besides National Public Health Laboratory, swabs are also being tested at Dhuran-based BP Kerala Institute of Health Sciences and Pokhara-based Pokhara Health Sciences Academy. He further informed that the machine installation task is underway in hospitals at Butawal, Surkhet, Hetoda, Dhangadi, and testing would come into operation soon. He also said that 105 persons are receiving treatment in isolation across the nation. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has drawn the government's attention towards Nepalese stranded in Nepal-India border. Issuing a statement yesterday, the president called on the government to rescue and keep the stranded Nepalese in quarantine after their health checkup. President Bhandari drew the attention of the government following the media reports about the Nepalese stranded in the southern border areas after the government enforced nationwide lockdown. The president has also expressed a deep concern over the security of Nepalese living abroad. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to make necessary accommodation to the Nepalese who return Nepal after having problem of employment, food and shelter. The commission said the Nepalese in problem during the crisis should be provided with accommodation after their health checkup. Issuing a statement yesterday, security at the National Human Rights Commission, Bid Prasad Bhattarai, urged the government to bring back the stranded Nepalese in Nepal, setting certain standards and guarantee them of accommodation in the nation. In a statement, the commission further states that it is the responsibility of the government to provide security and basic human rights to its citizens during the period of crisis like lockdown. 1 billion rupees has been collected in Coronavirus Infection Control Prevention and Treatment Fund as of yesterday. Organizing a ceremony at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and also the Member Secretary at the Fund, Narayan Prasad Bidari, informed the collection of 1 billion rupees in the fund. In the fund, Nepal Oil Corporation has donated 500 million rupees, Nepal Telecommunications Authority has donated 150 million rupees, and Nepal Telecommunications Company Limited has donated 120 million rupees. Likewise, the Mega Bank Nepal Limited has announced to contribute rupees 13.5 million to the relief fund. Meantime, Finance and Communications Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has appealed all public institutions, private sectors, social organizations and business sectors to contribute in relief fund to help the government tackle the pandemic. Minister Khatiwada assured of the transparency of the collected fund as the government has already formulated a work procedure for the same. The Nepali Congress has urged the government to strictly implement a systematic action plan for quarantine test, treatment and prevention and control of COVID-19 infection. In a letter to the Prime Minister, Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma drew the government's attention to assure the general public by keeping all arriving from abroad in quarantine, as when a few are found staying in quarantine. The Supreme Court has refused to issue directive to repatriate Nepali citizens stranded beyond the Mahakali River. A single bench of Justice Hari Krishna Karki refused to issue interim order in response to a writ petition filed demanding evacuation of Nepali nationals being stranded in the border entry points as a result of the lockdown imposed by the government. The petition registered by six lawyers, including advocate Manish Kumar Shrestha, stated that it is the government's responsibility to rescue its citizens wherever they are. The government therefore should make necessary arrangements either for quarantine or isolation after they are brought back to home. A decision has been scheduled for April 6 to determine whether or not to issue directives repatriate Nepali nationals across the Mahakali River to Nepal. You are listening to Red Nepal's ATM English News. Here we take a short commercial break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते हजुर
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स More than 150 Indian workers have been rescued and kept in quarantine in Butwal in view of the COVID-19 risk. They were working in various sectors in Nepal and had reached there in connection with returning their homes to India after the government imposed a nationwide lockdown. The Rupandehi District Administration rescued them and has made arrangements for keeping them in quarantine. They were rescued from Nepal-India border areas. Chief District Officer of Rupandehi, Madhav Pant, said they have been kept in a well-managed quarantine facility. All 14 children who were suspected of carrying the coronavirus and subsequently tested after being admitted to the Kanti Children's Hospital have tested negative. They have also returned home after recovery. According to the hospital director, Dr. Krishna Prasad Podel, the hospital had decided to test them COVID-19 after they developed related symptoms and also had their parents return from abroad. Meanwhile, the hospital has made necessary preparations for possibility of receiving people carrying the coronavirus. The number of coronavirus infections continue to rise worldwide with more than 1,014,000 people diagnosed as the death toll nears 53,000. According to U.S.-based Johns Hopkins University, almost 6,000 people in the United States have lost their lives due to the virus infection. U.S. Department of Labor has said more than 6.6 million people have applied for unemployment benefits following the coronavirus pandemic. The coronavirus pandemic death toll in Spain has passed 10,000 while it nears 14,000 deaths from the infection. France has witnessed nearly 5,400 deaths from the infection. Likewise, more than 2,500 coronavirus cases have been recorded in India while 72 deaths have been confirmed. Meanwhile, the U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. is ready to help Iran tackle coronavirus if Iran wants. Now, the general weather forecast for country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions. Now, Kathmandu's weather reports. Maximum temperature 28.0 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 9.8 degrees Celsius, humidity 89%, sunrise at 5:52 a.m, sunset will be at 6:23 p.m. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once more. Nepal confirms 6th case of coronavirus infection, 1,184 tests carried out so far. Human Rights Commission draws government's attention to ensure safety and basic human rights citizens during present crisis. Government's Coronavirus Prevention and Control Fund receives 1 billion rupees donation and global death toll from coronavirus nears 53,000. India records 72 deaths from the virus infection. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also look on top site www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.